Show.
Wake up with PT 3BA.
Time to shoot the breeze. Alex Jellios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
Have you had a good week?
Yes, excellent.
Very, very busy at work. I see quite a few topics floating around the bigsmoked.com.au, three of which we're going to touch on today. I'm not a fan. I don't do it. I've never tried it. Yoga is a popular thing, but now eye yoga is even more popular. What's going on here, Alex?
So this actually became a thing on social media in the last few days because Paul McCartney came out to say that he practices eye yoga. And it's a form of, a yoga routine that he apparently learnt from an instructor in India that gives his eyes a workout. Now, this is becoming quite popular. There are a lot of people on TikTok also showing how to do eye yoga. But I have to mention that eye yoga, which is carried out by people hoping to improve their vision, isn't evidence-based, but certain exercises can help with your ability to focus your eyes and relieve eye strain symptoms. So eye yoga is not really a thing.
So, you know, Paul McCartney's been in India and there's a lot of COVID there.
Yeah.
That's a worrying thing.
I mean, eye yoga is the least of his concerns.
Yeah, I would have thought so, given what's going on over there at the moment. Tell you what, Taiwan's have been hit hard again too. Not good over in Taiwan. They've just shut their borders down, which reminds us to be not complacent when COVID is concerned. Speaking of COVID, here's a good segue. Why are some people saying that they'll still wear a mask even when COVID is over?
So this is actually triggering a response in people who feel some sort of sense of, scrutiny or vulnerability when they're in public. So that could be because they feel like they have to always be polite and smile at people. It could be because they feel insecure around how they look. But there is a growing group of people who are saying that even when the pandemic is over, if it is ever completely over, they would probably consider the continuation of wearing masks. And it has a lot to do with feeling like they've got some sense of what they call an invisibility cloak.
Really?
Yeah. So it's that one person said, it's like having a force field around me that says, don't see me. Or there is a sense of relief in feeling slightly anonymous.
Yeah, and I guess, though, if COVID is ever over, wouldn't a mask become like walking into a bank with a helmet on? Say, if you're a motorbike rider, you're supposed to remove that helmet when you walk into a bank. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
I think, especially because of how divisive masks are generally, I think that if we get to a point where you don't have to wear them or there isn't a mandate, it will also trigger a sense of aggression or unwelcome attention from others in the public.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see how sustainable that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Would have to agree. I'm going to continue to use the hand wash. I haven't been sick for like nearly 2 years now. It's great.
Amazing.
Yeah. You'd get sick if you did this. Some people are eating raw meat, mouldy raw meat, for health purposes, but apparently it's not healthy.
No.
Come on now.
So first of all, there is a big difference between rotten meat and fermented meat.
Oh, do you know the difference?
Well, the fermentation process is controlled in a specific environment, and it also grows beneficial microorganisms within the meat. But rotting meat is spoilt. Now, what we're seeing is a rise in people, specifically on TikTok and other social media platforms, talking about how they're actually healing their bodies and getting energy and feeling great by eating rotten meat, moldy meat, meat that's just been exposed and sitting out for, not a couple of days, we're talking months at a time. There is one guy who's gone viral online because he recently ate meat that was sitting rotten for over a year. And there's people on social media saying that they've done it and felt great. So I have to remind people that we're not animals. Our stomach acids are not able to remove certain bacteria, so it would be very dangerous for anyone to do this.
No, don't do this. And that guy who went viral is probably going to go viral for not healthy reasons in the not-too-distant future. It's like sitting there going, all right, kiddies, jump in the car. We're going for a drive. Let's play Spot the Roadkill.
Yeah. It's pretty disgusting. I mean, I've seen photos of the meat that they eat. It's pretty shocking.
That's Where do people get these ideas, Alex? Do we know whom...
Well, there's an increase in the swell of... I call it a cult, but it's a wellness thing.
It's got to be a cult, doesn't it? Seriously.
Then there's also a rise in therapy. So, for example, urine eye therapy, where people are using urine to cure eye diseases. I mean, these things are not evidence-based. They're very dangerous, and they're anecdotal at best. So please stay away from it. Go to evidence-based therapies and products.
You got a sore eye, honey? Hold on a sec. I'll just get my bottle of urine. There are some people in... No, I won't say that because I might get myself into trouble. Alex Jellios, always a pleasure to shoot the breeze, even if it is over old, mouldy meat. And you have a wonderful week.